Today I'm going to return to the book of Jude. Jude felt constrained to write this letter. This letter is an urgent exhortation aimed at fortifying the church against certain heretics appearing within their rank. The purpose of Jude here is the same as the main purpose of 2 Peter chapter 2, to warn against teachers of heresy and urge steadfastness in the faith. Yesterday I mentioned one of the two evils that was in the church. The first evil I mentioned yesterday was the evil of turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, using the grace of God as an excuse for immorality. The second one is just as bad, Gnosticism. Gnosticism takes a variety of forms, but basically it teaches salvation through knowledge, through the intellect, instead of through a saving faith in Jesus Christ. It is the underlying assumption that the universe is composed of matter and spirit, matter being evil and spirit being absolutely good. Consequently, Gnosticism could not accept in their fullness the biblical doctrine of creation, incarnation, or the resurrection. They denied the unity of the Godhead and the uniqueness of Jesus Christ as the only mediator between God and man. For them, sin had no real moral seriousness. Therefore, there was no real necessity for the atoning work of Christ as the only way to pardon and purity. So much in the book of Jude runs parallel with 2 Peter, the second chapter, that it has provoked some discussions on how best to explain the similarities between the two. I believe that quite possibly each was dependent upon the common source. A careful study of either Jude or Peter requires a constant comparing of Scripture with Scripture between them. Even though most of Jude is parallel with 2 Peter chapter 2 and some of chapter 3, it has its own style. Jude's thoughts are spontaneous, practical, structured with a touch of poetry. While many call attention to Jude's harsh language while dealing with the heretics and the troublemakers, several has missed his stress upon love and mercy. Like his master, he pronounces his woes from a love-filled heart. Now let's read the first, second, third, and fourth verses of the book of Jude. Verse 1 says, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James. Jude identifies himself not as an apostle or a preacher or a teacher or even an elder. Jude identifies himself as a servant of Jesus Christ, not a friend, not a son of God, but a servant. Nothing will tell you more about a person than that which he speaks of himself. Are you ready to be a servant? And then he goes on to say, to those who are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. This word preserved simply means they are kept in Jesus Christ and called. The called ones are those who, hearing God's gracious invitation to salvation, responds in obedient faith. Many are called, but only the few, accepting the terms of the call, are chosen. Those who endure unto the end are characterized by John as the called and chosen and faithful. Since Jude's readers were already in God the Father and kept by Jesus Christ, they were already enjoying a measure of God's mercy, peace, and love. But Jude desired that their love and peace and joy would be multiplied. which shows his great concern for them. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.